The Ritchie Bassett annexation is 95 acres of land on Highway 40 that extends east to 550 East and north from 500 North to Valley Hills Estates. Developers say they plan a mixed-use development for the area. City Councilman Jeff Bradshaw says the business part will probably come first.
Immediately, what they want to do is develop along the highway some commercial. The rest of it is really off a ways, I think.
Bradshaw says a grocery store will be a key feature in the development.
I think the only party that has shown a great deal of interest is Smith's Market. I guess you're familiar with Smith's Marketplace. It's more of a department store that's got other things other than food.
Bradshaw doesn't know what would happen to the Smiths down the street if a Smith's Marketplace moved to the new development. He does know that a residential development on the annex property will be on hold while the city looks at changing its zoning to a form-based code.
We have put a moratorium on residential development, although they have started the process of annexation and such, and they're not in any hurry to do the residential portion, but they'll wait until the form-based zone is all taken care of, and then they'll conform with that.
The Ritchie Bassett annexation petition was accepted by the city in January. The Planning Commission studied it and on October 22nd recommended the city approve it. As part of the annexation process, Heber City Council is required to hold a public hearing. They did that Thursday night. Bradshaw says about four or five people made comments.
Well, there was a comment or two about the water, whether there was adequate water for the development. And, of course, they're required to turn in water rights and such to the city as a condition of development. And I'm sure that they have adequate water rights for the development they're planning.
A family that lives on Willow Circle, which is adjacent to the annex property, submitted an email expressing concern about maintaining open space. Some members of City Council shared those same concerns at their November 5th meeting. A representative for the developer told council that open space is considered a, quote, gem of the property, and they intend to preserve the natural spring and wetlands in the area. He said they plan to build a trail that will go through the wetlands, then parallel Highway 40, and eventually tie in with the county's master trail plan. Bradshaw said those wetlands are a part of the valley's history.
It's an old spring. It was there before the valley was settled an awful long time ago. It was called Creamery Ditch that came down there, and they had fish in it. And I remember going up there as a kid and fishing in the stream. So it's been there a long time, but they're planning on working around that and having that open space and not touching that part of the development.
When asked, Councilman Bradshaw agreed the project is a nice compromise between development and conservation.
Things change. When I grew up, there were about 3,000 people in Heber and about 5,000 in the valley, and I've learned over the years that growth is going to come one way or another, and if you want to be involved in it and have some say as to the kind of growth and how it's going to grow and everything, I think that's a good thing. And that's why I'm involved in the city.
Heber City Councilman Jeff Bradshaw was just reelected for another term. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.